Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello and greetings, everybody. How are you today on this Tuesday? Thanks for joining us. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app right here in your backyard. Live, local, all that good stuff. We got Chris here with the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. Miguel Cabrera has just flown out to right field. Boston leads my Tigers 2-0 in the fourth inning as Pete is gloating silently to my left. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
Fantastic, my man. How you doing?
All right, doing well.
Excited. Lots going on. Our new friend, Jenna Lane, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for ESPN. She's going to check in with us at 3:05 today. She's busy in Bristol, not only celebrating Field Yates' birthday, but just, you know, doing her due diligence with the Buccaneers. So she'll join us. But lots.
Is today really Field Yates' birthday?
Yes, it is.
What is he, 22?
Who the hell knows? I got socks older than him.
Yeah.
You know.
Good point.
But, man, we had right before he came on the air, big deal in the NFL just went down with the Seahawks agreeing to a deal with Frank Clark.
Yeah, we'll get all those details. Yep. We'll talk about that. A lot of NFL on our plate, some NBA from the playoffs last night. But as we like to do now, at this time of the hour, time for a Sports Center rundown with Chris.
And you guys just alluded to it. The Seattle Seahawks are sending defensive end Frank Clark along with the 2019 third-round pick to the Chiefs in exchange for a first rounder this year, a second rounder next year, and a third rounder this year per Adam Schefter. And the Everglades finished off the Jacksonville Icemen last night in the opening round of the Kelly Cup playoffs. They will take on the Solar Bears starting Friday night.
All right. That was a tough series. That was no cupcake series by any stretch. The Everglades had to fight for that one. So keep our eye on that. What?
They blasted him pretty good.
Well, last night, yeah.
Last night they did.
Yeah, it was, well, but there was an overtime game, yeah. But you know what?
The series was a grind.
They went on a run this year in the ECHL, and it's tough to go on runs like that because you got players being borrowed into AHL teams and even up to the NHL sometimes. So they get a lot of credit for the success that that team has had, at least since, for many years. But since we've been down here for the last couple of years, man, it's great. Nothing but good things. So hopefully they'll make it all the way to the finals again.
No doubt about that. Coming up later on, we've got a new feature, in case you missed it yesterday in the 4 o'clock hour, Wikipedia, where we try to stump Pete Shepherd. And prizes are involved, and you want to tune in at the 4 o'clock hour for that. That was a huge success in our debut yesterday. So we'll do that again. And also, today is what? Today's Tuesday, right? So the NFL draft starts Thursday night. You know the drill. We're here for our show, and then we get off the air at 6, and then we're heading to our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings at Cape Coral from 7 to 10. We're going to be out there. Every one of you listening is invited. Come on down. We're going to do the draft right and have a lot of fun out there. All right, more details on that as the show continues. But as you mentioned, leading up to the draft, a pretty big trade. The Seahawks defensive lineman Frank Clark had been on the trading blocks, and the Chiefs said, hey, we are in win-now mode. Let's make a deal. And they did. So Frank Clark now going to be rushing quarterbacks for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and again, he goes to Kansas City for a 2019 first-round pick, a 2020 second-round pick, in exchange for third-round picks this year. So basically what it comes down to is that Seattle gets pick number 29 on Thursday, pick number 93 on Friday, a 2020 second-round pick. The Chiefs get to pay Frank Clark and pick number 85 on Sunday, and he was franchised for $17.128 million. By the Seahawks. So they're still working out the final details of a long-term deal with the Chiefs.
I like the deal for the Chiefs. I think they need some more help on defense.
Let's look at that a second. Here's what they've gotten. Yeah. I think we forget because I did too. Yeah. They got Clark.
Yep.
There they got Honey Badger. They got Tyrann Mathieu. They got Alex Okafor.
Yep.
Defensive end. Another defensive end, Emmanuel Ogba. and that cornerback, Bashaud Breeland. That's not bad.
And if they could have not have lined up in the neutral zone, they might have been in the Super Bowl.
Oh, if, but, when, maybe. But
I know, but it was an egregious play. The guy was like 3 feet over the line.
Yeah. But they will be the odds. They'll be the odds on fair. I know the Patriots right now, but you got to look at the Chiefs right now, today in April. Yeah, you would say they're the favorite to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
can
anything change in the draft that's going to take that off of the Chiefs?
What do you mean?
Let's say the Patriots end up getting the Bosa. It's Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick Bosa.
Yeah. Right, Georgia signed an extension today, by the way.
But what I'm saying, is that going to tip everyone to say, oh, no, I think New England's going to win the AFC, not the Chiefs? No, I think going into the season, the Chiefs will be the favorite to get to the Super Bowl, to get to Miami.
And they should be. I mean, on paper right now, they appear to be the most talented team top to bottom. But it's just such a long way to go.
Would anybody have put them as the favorite last year? And
No, but we didn't know what Patrick Mahomes was last year.
Right, right.
At this time.
Right.
I mean, we realized pretty quickly, blank. Just start carving the bust right now because he's going into Canton.
A big wild card team is going to be the Jaguars with Nick Foles, and it's going to be really interesting to see if they can get back on track. Because the defense is there. They just sputtered right out of the gate last year. They had their Super Bowl win against the Patriots in week 2, and that was it. They basically sputtered after that, and we're not to be heard from, but I have a feeling that they're going to rebound in a pretty big way this year. They'll be a threat.
While that news is going on, other big news, there is a disgruntled kicker.
Yeah.
Robbie Gould does not want to be with the 49ers anymore. He says, I've been working on a new deal with them for 14 months. I reject their latest offer. I am not showing up. I will not be at camp. Trade me now because I'm still under contract. Otherwise, I am showing up like the day before the first game, September 8th. Deal with it. Does even the best kicker have that kind of leverage in
the
NFL?
No.
Although, if he's up for trade, shouldn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers maybe throw a third rounder out there?
And let's see, he's under contract. So
he's franchise tagged.
They don't have to trade him.
Right? He's under the tag, right?
Yeah, they don't have to trade him.
No, they don't. They don't.
He's not sure. His agent, Brian Mackler, said, quote, at this time, we are unsure when or if he will report. It will not be prior to September 8th at the earliest, if at all.
Ooh. How much work does a kicker really do?
He's 36 years old.
In camp in July and August. I mean, he could go to his local high school and practice his kicks, right? Mm. I always remember, and I say this all the time on the air, the one time I've met Robbie Gould, talked to him about kicking, he always used to tell me when he's with the Bears, he always aimed to miss in order to make, because that's how strong the winds are coming off of Lake Michigan at Soldier Field. And I think that's just a very unnerving part of sports. Your whole livelihood is based on you making these kicks, and here you are aiming to miss them. And I hope they blow in.
It just cracks me up when athletes say this. This is what really aggravates. Gould said he was discouraged by the 49ers' decision to pursue free agent Patriot kicker Steven Gostkowski. It's a business. What are you supposed to do? You know, what the only team that you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to have it plan A, B, C, and D.
And
are you mad?
And we know, Gostkowski only was using the 49ers for leverage to remain with the Patriots.
Regardless of what, I mean, you're going to get
bad
that
move
kind
by
of,
them.
They're going to get that kind of. It's just business in the NFL. I mean, it's just the way it is. Hmm. I'm sure they looked at other kickers too. It wasn't just Gostkowski. They probably had, you know.
Cody Parkey's a free agent.
Yeah, oh, yes, he is. And he may be for a while. I think he's got a bad taste on him. I don't think anybody wants double doink.
Is that fair?
No, it's not fair.
No, well, wait a minute now. It is, because he missed a lot of kicks this year. He's remembered for double doink, but he missed kicks all year long and then went on Kathy Lee and Regis or something to talk
that
about.
That was
good morning,
but
America.
But double doink had a, I wouldn't even say, it was a fingernail or maybe a hangnail that might have hit the ball, but still, it did get somewhat, there was a scintilla of a deflection there.
Yes.
There was.
That's true. Now with the draft coming up and whether Kyler Murray goes number one to Arizona or whether it's Nick Bosa, Antonio Bryant I picked this up on Pro Football Talk. Antonio Bryant, who's
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Bryant, the unemployed wide receiver, former Cowboy, is making the rounds saying that it is a stone cold lock that Arizona, and I'll tell you where he's getting his information, Arizona will not be drafting Kyler Murray, number one. They're going with Nick Bosa. He says he has an inside source in the organization that it's airtight, and he's going with it. People don't know who his source is. However, he is homies with Larry Fitzgerald. They both went to Pitt.
Cody Parkey, 23 of 30 field goals last year. Mm.
22 of 30 or 23 of 30?
23 of 30, 76%.
Yeah. It's actually better than I thought it was.
42 of 45 extra point.
That's not bad.
All right.
It's pretty good.
So you want to sign him up? He'll get a job.
He's cheap.
No, come on.
He's cheap. Tampa Bay.
I got Jason Sanders. Oh, I thought you were talking about my Dolphins.
No.
I'm going to say kid Sanders.
You're solid at kicker.
Solid.
Tampa Bay hasn't had a kicker in, since I moved to Florida.
Tampa Bay's kicker was number 32 last year. He didn't show up on my list here.
I think Gould wants to try to get back to the Bears.
Does he?
Yeah, that's where his wife and kids are. He says three boys under the age of five. They're in Chicago. I think this is somewhat of a ploy to get back there.
May I ask, how old is Robbie Gould?
36.
Okay. All right, kickers can kick into the 40s. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks can't, but kickers can.
He's a young pup for a kicker.
Yeah, he is.
Another decade on him if he can stay right.
Yeah, if he starts eating avocado and does some TB12, I think he might last well into his 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you look at Janikowski, he did everything opposite. He kicked, but, you know, he just got bigger.
He drank
and bigger.
Liquor, got it, wider, yeah. And made it till his hammy blew out in a mid-kick
and
last
made
year.
A hell of a lot more kicks playoff than he game. Missed.
Yeah. Seattle, against Seattle? No. Mm-hmm.
No, against the Cowboys. He was kicking for Seattle.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for the correction. All right. Well, I don't know if I'm going to take Antonio Bryant to the bank on his inside scoop with Arizona. But as we did our show yesterday, we went through a mock draft on the expectation that maybe quarterbacks did not go early and that we kind of tried to figure out how far they would fall. I think ESPN did the same thing this morning, a day later. By the way, were they ripping my native Detroit this morning on Golic and Wingo, saying that we're now the new armpit of sports because Cleveland is on the rise, Baker Mayfield, they've got, LeBron James won them a championship. Is Detroit now the armpit of sports?
Well, you look at the Red Wings, you look at the state, the current state.
We have
of
the defined Tigers, armpit, okay?
The Tigers, Red Wings.
Stinky.
The teams,
Tigers, Red Wings,
an undesirable
Pistons,
area. What are we looking at here?
You're checking all the boxes. Like, at least Marlins and Dolphins fan has a beautiful beach.
True. True. I used to say Milwaukee, but they
are you kidding me?
They did something in 18 years.
Brewers and the Bucks?
And the Packers.
And the Packers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, I could be. Wow, that's the least desirable spot in America for sports.
I think it is.
Detroit.
For a lot of things.
I think it is.
Would you move there?
General Motors doesn't even want to be
bankrupt.
There.
The city's basically bankrupt.
Yes. Now, Michigan as a state is lovely, but
yes, it is.
Detroit is but
certain parts
yeah.
of Michigan.
Yeah.
So like anywhere.
Like by the water.
Right. Certain parts of Florida you don't want to go to.
Really? What's a bad part of Florida?
Oh, there are parts of the East Coast where all three of us would not be.
Are we talking to the Miami area?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just avoid that.
I like that.
I've only been in Miami like two or three times. One of them was sports related.
I see you cruising South Beach.
I'm not big on the Miami scene.
My first time, I was doing a game in the old Orange Bowl. And that neighborhood around that area,
not even what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
Thinking of more of your Overtown, your Liberty City.
Yeah.
That area.
Yeah. See, when I was a teenager in the mid-80s, really it was Fort Lauderdale that was the big spring break hangout. It really wasn't even. South Beach was, but South Beach was not like what it is now.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
But back then, Fort Lauderdale was like the place to be.
Ooh, Washington, D.C. It's pretty bad. You got the Caps that just won the
Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But the Redskins stink.
The Nationals
are underperforming.
They don't stink.
But they're underperforming.
Right, but they don't stink.
And the Wizards are awful.
They're always a disappointment.
That's death blow.
Like going all the way back to the days of Gilbert Arenas.
Now, is it a desirable place to live? Now, I've heard some people I've worked with that have
DC?
Worked the DC market and that they loved. They lived in Virginia and they loved it.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's beautiful. But certain, again, you know, Washington, D.C. has some really shady neighborhoods. And, you know, Georgetown is a beautiful campus and a beautiful area. But, man,
Mayor
couple
does block, crack
couple
there.
Blocks away, Did. Couple blocks yeah. away, you better know what you're doing.
What about Baltimore?
Yeah. Oh, God. Baltimore's got shady areas.
Not a good area.
No.
Orioles, worst team in baseball.
The Inner Harbor is great. That area where the Marriott is over there.
Honestly,
and where
you got to stay near the harbor.
You do. You have to stay in the, near
if
the
you're
harbor.
Near, if you're near the harbor in Baltimore, you're good.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple places outside that are okay, but you got to know where you're going.
Is Cincinnati an armpit of sports?
I've never been to Cincinnati.
Bengals and the Reds haven't been. See, Cincinnati's not a horrible town. It's a clean,
Queen
decent town.
No, but the teams are awful.
Well, that's what I'm trying to define armpit of sports. Does it include the downsides of the city in addition to poor sports teams or not? I mean, we could put these on the poll on the Twin Peaks.
See, but here's
poll.
The problem once you start getting into cities. There's a bad part of every city.
Every city has a bad part.
Every city's got a bad part.
How about the bad part of Oakland? Then throw in the A's.
Bad part of Oakland
it's
is
Oakland.
Oakland but is a bad Golden part of Oakland.
You got Golden State Warriors.
No, they're moving across the bridge next year. They're San Francisco already.
All right, Oakland's going to move to Portland.
If we were to put the Twin Peaks Twitter poll up and say, what's the new armpit of sports?
Armpit of sports.
Detroit
I think we would
or
have
DC and Baltimore.
Detroit.
You can't put DC in
no,
there.
No, you can't do DC.
Why?
Because
the Nationals win divisions. The Capitals are defending Stanley Cup champions.
Okay, but don't the Wizards kind of make up for that?
No, they're not. They're not the worst team in the NBA. They're not the Knicks.
So just because their hockey team won their first championship in like
they still,
40
yeah,
years,
yeah, but they're competitive.
They've been really good
Nationals,
for the last decade.
The Nationals
so
have been competitive.
Okay, fine.
Not even close.
So is this a one city race? I mean, does Detroit, is this the one thing we're good at? Have we locked it up? You want to put any competitors on the poll?
Honestly, this is a real question. Can we go Miami?
No, I don't
Marlins
think so.
Are trash. The Dolphins are going to be one of the three worst teams in football. The Miami Heat are stuck in that purgatory area around the 8 seed, and the Panthers can't get into the playoffs ever.
That's not bad.
Let's put it on the poll. But to your point, you trump all when, all right, the sports teams stink, fine. I'm going to the beach.
Well, I'm living in Miami.
I can't do that in Detroit.
I get that, but here, if we're going to the armpit of sports, this is sports we're talking about here. And, yeah, you could probably throw Tampa in there, but no, the Lightning are coming off of one of the best regular seasons. Was it the best or one of the best? One of the best in regular season history. So you can't put them in there.
No, Tampa Bay, you can absolutely cannot put Tampa Bay in there. No way.
Make an argument for Atlanta?
Yeah, but people love Atlanta. Like free agents want to go there and play because they love the city and the nightlife.
I'd say Detroit is pretty much up there.
So, I mean, this is not even poll worthy? Because we can't come up with a B or a C on the list? Detroit's got the A spot?
Can't be Los Angeles.
No.
I'm just spit thinking out loud.
How about Phoenix? I mean, people like living there, but there's sports. I mean, the Phoenix Suns just fired their coach after 1 year.
Well, the Diamondbacks are competitive. Okay. No, not even there yet. The Panthers did hire Joel Quenneville, which is
I think we got to put Miami on this list.
Yeah, I think so.
The teams are bad.
So it's Detroit or Miami?
When the Heat are holding the flag of the city, saying this is how you run things, and their best player is Goran Dragic? It's a problem.
How long ago did you win a title with LeBron, though? That's kind of recent.
5 years ago.
Does that go into your Caps argument with the Washington Capitals? We can't put them on because they won a Stanley Cup last year. You can say, well, the Heat won with LeBron just 5 years ago.
No,
are they still in our
pit? First of all, the Capitals have been competitive for a lot of years, and the Nationals have been competitive for a lot of years. So...
Yeah.
It's not even. I don't think we're.
I'm starting to think
debatable.
This isn't even poll worthy.
I'm right there with you.
I think Detroit, Miami.
If the choices are Detroit and Miami, Detroit's winning that
easily.
Armpit.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're.
Yeah.
I want to fight. Because, I want to fight both of you on this.
Because
and
the deciding factor.
I don't have the will.
The teams, you can make a case. It's even if you draw it right
down
the line.
I think the teams in Miami are worse than the teams in Detroit. Your baseball team is better. Your football team is better. Yeah. Your hockey team is better.
Yep.
Your basketball team is better.
Hockey team ain't better this year by much.
Well, the basketball team's not better by much either.
The football team's not better by much, but you know what? They're better.
Bring up a good point.
Although Miami did finish with a better record, 7-9. Lions finished 6-10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
got me on that.
I don't know, man. This is a close
guy. 408 wants to put Buffalo. I got two votes for Buffalo. Sabres and Bills. And it snows an ungodly amount.
Chicago was just in the playoffs.
Plus, your college teams bail you out. Basketball and football. Buffalo. University of Buffalo bails you out. Mac Champs and an NCAA tournament team again.
Wow. So that's
Go Minneapolis because the Vikings are coming off. You know, Vikings.
Detroit was worse than Florida, the Panthers this year. The Red Wings were worse.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, by a lot. They were 12 points worse than the Red Wings.
Well, I guess that's
than the Panthers. Florida Panthers finished with 86 points, and the Red Wings were second. They finished with 74.
Do we go Buffalo? Sabres aren't good. Bills aren't good.
For the sake of a poll.
But they don't have a pro baseball. That's the thing. They have a good minor league baseball.
Right. They got a good minor league team, and what are we going to? Yeah.
Let's let the voters decide.
Yeah.
The Syracuse Nationals, are we going to call it, you know?
Detroit, Buffalo, Miami. Let's put it on. Let's see what
Detroit, Buffalo, Miami.
Armpit of sports.
Okay. Oh, and we got to do Cincy.
And Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it. Yes, 239. Don't the Lions have the only 0-16 season? Yes, they do.
Dolphins got a 1-15 in there.
So are the Saints.
Yeah. Let's not scoff at that.
So are the Patriots.
It was close. It was close. All right. I think it took a lot of work.
That's a tie game.
Not
even close.
That's long gone, everybody. Tigers 2, Red Sox 2 in the fifth. Take that, Chris Sale, even though I root for you most of the other times of the year because you're from Florida Gulf Coast. But not today against the armpit of America. Go Tigers!
He had a strikeout in the first inning. It was only the third time all season that on a fastball that somebody swung and missed. Chris Sale fastball.
So what was the fourth city? Detroit, Miami, Cincy,
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a bad looking slider by Chris Sale. Had no dot on it. It was a wobbler.
606. We have championships with the Reds at 2. No, we're talking about now though. 606. We're talking about the last couple years.
606, we're not going back to the big red machine in the 1970s, dude.
And if that's what you got to go back to, you're proving our point.
I mean, because the Tigers,
the playoffs,
first of all, they won
a World Series.
First of all, the Tigers won the World Series just a few years ago in 1984. So that's more recent than the big red machine. And we stole your manager, Sparky Anderson, to go do it for us. That's number one. Number two, the Pistons have won three championships since then in basketball. So Cincinnati, don't puff your chest against Motown.
Chris Sabo's not walking through that door.
No. No.
And there's Barry Larkin.
Exactly.
Tom Seaver, Johnny Bench, Dave Concepcion.
Yeah.
Pete Rose.
Good lineup.
Oh, guys, Cleveland cannot be in this conversation.
No, Cleveland cannot be in the conversation.
They're out of the conversation. The Indians were in a World Series a few years ago. The Browns are better than expected. The Cavs, they're still the defending Eastern Conference champions until somebody wins it. This
by the way, that's what spurned this conversation on Golic and Wingo this morning. Who's replacing Cleveland as the armpit of sports? And they said Detroit.
It's got to be Detroit. It's got to be Detroit.
Mm. Very uncomfortable and sad at the same time.
Yes, the Bills made the playoffs the year before last, but they still haven't scored a touchdown in the playoffs since the 90s.
They really did not make the playoffs.
17 punts.
That was
and
the worst
Dolphins should have got in if Cutler could have thrown anything against the Bills. Do you remember? That's the year the Bills tried to tank it.
I totally agree with you.
Nate Peterman,
they tried to tank it, so, but and it backfired on him.
Couldn't be good enough.
A walking interception machine.
See, that's what's going to happen to the Dolphins this year if they try to tank it.
Nate Peterman walking through the door?
They may end up in the playoffs.
Oh, I would love that.
End up in the playoffs at 9-7.
All right, we will discuss some more football when we come back.
Yeah, I want to get to Kyler Murray with you, as conversation we had earlier.
Kyler Murray and then two high-profile players with their new teams not showing up to OTAs. They are optional. However, we shall discuss, and you know who they are. Also, join 99.3 ESPN Sheeman and Shepherd for our ninth annual golf outing. Sign you or your team up right now at 99.3ESPN.com. Space is limited. It's filling up. Sign up now if you want to guarantee your spot. It is presented by Dental Designs, more than a smile. Golf Scramble, that's how we're going to do it. It's at the Veranda's prestigious Whispering Oaks Golf Course on May 18th. That's like 3 weeks from now. Shotgun start at 8:30, lunch provided. You get a nice golf shirt, a nice hat with a 99.3 ESPN emblem on it. Like I said, lunch there, and the entry is $99.30. Per entry. Proceeds benefit De La Salle Academy in Fort Myers, and it's brought to you by Lumpy's Golf in Fort Myers. More NFL chit chat, Wikipedia coming up later on in the program. All that and more, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. What's this uplifting song?
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Yeehaw!
It sounds like a yeehaw song.
Billy Ray.
It sounds country.
No, no, no. Is it?
I mean, it's an old Billy Ray song that's been remixed.
That means it's country.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah.
I mean, it's number three on the Today's Hits list.
I thought he was banned. Banned from the show.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus's dad?
Didn't we ban him last week?
How are we going to play Achy Breaky Heart?
No, we're not. I told you, we're not playing.
What? Why wouldn't we play Achy Breaky Heart?
Because it's
just
awful.
an absolute ration.
It's like nails
song.
On a chalkboard to me.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
You guys have never been so off base in anything.
God, we're spot on.
Puke inducing. Most country purists, and I'm not one, most country purists think that song is a pile of garbage. It's not like Happy, you know, like it's not one of those songs that that will live on. It's one of those songs that makes you angry.
Hmm.
No, I'm not going
to. Don't do it. Don't even tempt him to do it.
No.
I didn't know I worked with you type of people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
It sounds kind of, I don't know what it sounds. It sounds kind of unnice.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your face, everybody. Our new Twin Peaks Twitter poll is up. The new armpit in sports since Cleveland is out, according to Golic Wingo. And my native Detroit is not at the top of the list as early results are coming in. Chads are being counted. Where we at, boys?
Right now, the armpit of sports? Right now, 68 votes, 36% Buffalo, 26% Cincinnati, 22% Detroit, 16% Miami.
Yeah, we can't even win that. We can't even come in first place in this poll.
239 says, the fact you guys don't know that song is painful. I don't know a lot of songs. I don't have time.
Yeah, it's a massive song right now.
Oh, that was current?
Yes.
Wait, it's an old Billy Ray song.
Billy Ray Cyrus is current again? I didn't understand when you said it's currently number three on the list. I was like, wait a minute, what list and from what decade are you talking about? That's current?
Yes.
That's not him, though.
Lil Nas X.
Who?
Lil Nas.
Oh, Lil Nas sampled from Billy Ray, and that's really a hip-hop song?
What's Lil Nas?
Nas.
What's little nozzle? Nozzle? What kind of hose?
My gosh.
What is Nas?
I play anything that's not from the 70s and you guys attack. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I can go 70s, to the, I can go 60s, to the 80s as well,
you
and you guys will be fine with it.
30s until, I'd say, 2010, and I probably get them.
You didn't just say 30s, did you?
You can play some stupid song. Are
we going to the Great Depression all of a sudden?
Who's that girl that's singing all the racist stuff?
Who are we canceling with the
Kate
Yankees?
Kate
Smith performed in the 1930s. I'm sure you're all over that.
Please, I'm not going to get into it. We're not going to get into that. And the reason why we didn't get into that subject, because if you saw First Take and or heard First Take, which means you didn't really hear anything because all you heard was three guys yelling over each other.
We do that.
And not like that, though.
It's happened.
Ours is funny.
It has happened.
When we do it, it's kind of funny.
I have no comment.
Sure, they think so as well.
All right. Do we want to talk Kyler Murray? Or do we want, okay, what did you want to say?
No, because I thought I thought Florio this morning brought up a good point. I was going to – when you saw the record, Kyler Murray
– Oh, yes.
57-3 between starting in high school and college. 57-3.
It's pretty good.
And I've said this to you guys many times before. You never find out really the character of a person in sports and in life. Until things are really, you know, bad or rock bottom.
So the bleep hits the fan. So
like Tiger Woods.
He goes on a three.
Character,
king
back.
Wherever he goes, and if he loses three out of his first four games, which is a distinct possibility, depending on where he ends up, what is he going to be able to handle that? What is this going to be? Because he's not, he doesn't have Baker Mayfield's personality. Not to say it's not better or worse, it's just different. He is a lead by example type of guy. He is not the rah-rah Baker Mayfield, get-in-your-face type of guy. So I'm just wondering, if the bleep does hit the fan with Kyler Murray early in his career, how's he going to handle it? Some guys do very well. Others have never experienced it and can't handle it.
It's fair to say we probably don't know. But I could take the other argument, though.
Great point, Craig.
Well, I was using it as a launching point to my real point, is we could say, look, the guy's a winner at every level. And
a lot of quarterbacks have been that way, and it got to the NFL.
Do we want a loser? A guy that never, you know, who was the basketball player? Markelle Fultz. We said, look, he couldn't win in college basketball, so he couldn't play in the NBA. And so far, that turns to be pretty factual. I can take the other argument.
But there's not a lot of quarterbacks that were busts in big-time college football that came to the NFL. A lot of them were really good in college, came to the NFL, and got killed. Jim Plunkett.
Yeah. No, that's...
Didn't he win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, yes, afterwards. But he won two with the Raiders in 80 and 83, and I was rooting for him. But I told you, he was the first-round pick of the Patriots in 72, and he got absolutely... I don't know how he survived. It was horrible, horrible. And it affected him a long time. He could always run. He was a great runner back in the day when he came out of Stanford. But he's not the only one. He had McGuire. There's been quarterbacks that have been highly touted that have got to the NFL and, been mediocre or bad at best. And what's this guy saying, White Pete always hate? Hating on who?
Back to the music.
Oh. Was it hating or was it hating on Kyler Murray?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't. It had to do with Billy Ray. BRC.
The Billy Ray stuff is tongue-in-cheek. I don't care.
Does he go as Mr. Montana?
Yeah. No, that was her pseudonym.
Hannah Montana?
That was not her real name.
She had to do her homework.
That was real.
Oh, it wasn't.
I watched it.
She married Thor's brother.
Yeah, that's true.
She did a couple episodes.
Genetically enhanced family. And I mean, they're
strong features in that family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did all right. Mm-hmm. All three guys. Yeah. All right.
Yes, 224. Jamarcus Russell was a big bust.
Mm-hmm.
That was random.
Ryan Leaf, another one.
Very enlightening.
Is he listening to our show?
I don't know.
Ryan Leaf.
Our stream is playing us, so...
But I'm saying, I mean, you can have, if you're not used to losing and you come into the NFL and your character is going to be tested.
Tim Tebow.
Very.
Winner.
In college.
Yeah.
Yes. But
didn't get a fair shot in the NFL, if you ask me.
Won a lot of games in the NFL, too.
Yeah, he did. He won a playoff game a lot more than a lot of quarterbacks can say.
Yeah.
Jimmy G.
Matthew Stafford.
How about that?
Matthew Stafford, zero playoff wins.
Huh?
Tim Tebow. One or two?
One.
One. But
cover zero.
Fact.
Pittsburgh.
All Dick you can LeBeau. Do is play the defense that's put out in front of you. It's not Tim Tebow's fault that Dick LeBeau didn't know what
like
he's doing.
By the way, Dick LeBeau, Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. Hey. Hall of Famer.
Had Estero's own Matthew Prater bail his sorry behind out in so many games.
Oh, absolutely.
That year was ridiculous.
Absolutely. Beat the Dolphins that year.
He beat a lot of teams that year because of him.
He got cocky against Tebow. He's like, this guy can't throw. I'm just going to bring all 11 players.
Exactly. Can't do that.
Burned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And by the way, Frank Clark at the 5-year, $105.5 million deal, $63.5 million guaranteed. I think that's more than Russell Wilson, the guaranteed money. I think Russell got 60, right?
It's up there.
I got to look at it. But man, what a contract that is.
Between the two of them, they can buy a lot of Starbucks, even though he's leaving town. Did you see what Russell Wilson gave his offensive line?
Yeah.
It's, you know, usually it's a Rolex watch or maybe even a car. I don't know. Bought his old line $12,000 worth of Amazon stock, each of them. Yeah, good investment.
Yeah.
All right, I have two questions for you. There are two high-profile players on new teams that are not at...
60 guaranteed for us.
All right. Okay. There are not... there are two players, high-profile players with new teams that did not go to OTAs. These are voluntary, as we know. But I was a little surprised that Odell Beckham, and we have more on him, by the way, later on in the show. Odell Beckham.
You were surprised by that one?
I'm figuring new team, new quarterback, new receivers. I might want to get in on the loop.
Sure.
Thinking logically.
And he's out of a situation he apparently was unhappy with, and so...
Because the other one didn't surprise me at all.
Let me ask you
something. Le'Veon Bell?
Is Baker
not at
there?
All.
Wait a minute,
no,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
Shock me either.
Le'Veon Bell!
Yeah.
Just took the last year and a half off.
Not rested
now
yet.
He's going to take another month off.
Voluntary, Craig.
Does Baker Mayfield show up in Cleveland?
Yes. Every quarterback but Tom Brady is at their OTA right now. Yeah. Well, Matthew Stafford's not because his wife just had brain surgery.
Forgiven.
So 30 of the 32 quarterbacks, the gamers, are at are at OTAs.
Gamers.
Brady didn't go last year either.
I know. It's different rules.
Too busy.
Well, no, it's voluntary.
Training at the TB12 Institute.
Whatever works.
Alex Guerrero.
Yeah.
Not calling that guy a doctor.
Yeah.
He's not.
Oh, he's not?
No.
No.
He's just a guy.
That dude.
He is a bad dude.
I said that dude, but.
He's a bad dude.
Is he?
I think he is. Huh. I think he's scum.
To each his own. Tom Brady doesn't think
so. I know he doesn't. It surprises me, but I think he's scum, so do a lot of other people.
How come you don't think the same way Tom Brady does?
Because why doesn't Tom Brady think like me?
That's not the Patriot way.
Yeah.
I'm about my way. My way or the highway.
I thought you were all about the Patriot way.
I'm not a robot. I don't have to agree with everything.
I thought you did.
No, I'm not like you.
Like me?
Patricia said something and you agree.
Bobby Knight.
That's totally false.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
Okay, maybe.
Never did anything wrong.
Yelled a lot.
He did yell a lot. He hit players a lot, too.
Hit's a strong word, Chris. Hit is a strong word.
What word would you like me to use?
He did not hit.
What word would you like me to use?
Smacked.
He touched his upper jersey with his flat hand. Was not a choke.
So choke?
Was not a choke.
See, how about the,
choke would imply grasping around the neck and squeezing.
Right, how about the plants he threw in his office?
Can you meet me here?
How about the typewriter he threw?
He pinned players against walls.
His own son.
Yeah.
On the bench.
Okay. You can meet me there.
Oh, did he kick him? I forget. He kicked somebody.
He kicked the chair. It
was
he
a
accidentally
chair.
Hit his son's shin. Okay? Relax. Got things done. Hung up a few banners. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that point.
By the way, your Tar Heels just signed the number two player in the country.
Good. How much did they pay him? That's
this
great.
This is annoying.
Must have got jobs. What did he get?
Duke couldn't get done with Zion, so now it's your turn. You got the
number
top
two
guy.
Player in the country. And I want everybody to notice today, because this has nothing to do with the Tar Heel point of view. This has to do with the Duke point of view.
Tar Heel way.
I want everybody to go look at all the coverage that Duke got yesterday for signing like the 20th best player in this year's class.
Yeah, but it was the overall number one.
Oh, my gosh. Massive stories on ESPN.com. Yeah. Go tell me if there's a story on ESPN.com of Cole Anthony, number two player in the country, signing with the Tar Heels.
Is that why you know your Tar Heels
at the top of their college
first
basketball
of all,
headlines?
Main page, no, there's not, because it's not Duke, because Duke gets a bias with the people up in Bristol. It's disgusting.
Top?
It is disgusting what ESPN does with the Duke brand, because they play in a high school gymnasium.
Jeff Borzello.
They somehow are endearing. Get out of here.
Jeff
Duke's not endearing.
A fascinating story on ESPN.
You're gag worthy.
On the NCAA men basketball, top story. Very nice story.
It's all a moot point because the NFL draft is
it's actually
Thursday,
number two story on ESPN.com.
And we will be celebrating the NFL draft. Come out and see us on Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wing in Cape Coral. And we'll have coverage all night long, 7 to 10. Be out there having some fun. So join us for the draft. Also, log on to 993ESPN.com and complete our draft pick'em game. All the rules and details are on the website. Winner will receive a $100 gift card to Sunshine Ace Hardware. And, of course, the NFL draft on 993ESPN is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. In addition to that, preparing you for our stay there at Buffalo Wild Wing on Thursday, Tomorrow, we are going to give away a free reserved table for six at that Buffalo Wild Wing. So you can just walk in with your party. Table is six. Sit down. Don't have to wait. And enjoy the draft at your leisure. And we'll also have a couple of samplers for you there and $10 gift cards for your next visit for everybody in your party. How about that?
Sweet.
It's all coming up Thursday. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to work us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
And Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. As you know, the Milwaukee Bucks ended the Detroit Pistons season with a 4-0 sweep and a win in Game 4 last night. Mike Budenholzer says it was a monumental night for the Bucks, who have advanced to the second round for the first time in 18 years.
You know, I think organizationally and for a lot of players that have been here for, you know, a significant amount of time, this is, you know, to advance, to have the regular season that we've had. I think it's important that we take a second tonight, enjoy it. You know, for the players, they'll probably take a day tomorrow and enjoy it, and the coaches will kind of move on and start working on Boston tomorrow. But I think organizationally, our fans, our city, everybody, it's a good night for Milwaukee. It's a good night for the Bucks.
Shamil, Shamazzle, Laverne and Shirley, time for a little beer.
They're going down in six.
Now you're cocky, confident, Pete Celtic fan. Before it was like we could get bounced in this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but they have a good matchup for them.
You know, they got the Greek Freak.
I don't care what they have. It doesn't matter. Celtics have more weapons than the deeper. If they keep their heads together.
You know, they got the Greek Freak, and you got Kyrie Irving. Pain in the ass.
Home court going to be big in this series.
Yeah, so, I mean, regular season doesn't mean squat, but Celtics did beat him at 3 out of 4, and they beat him last year in the playoffs, too. We'll see.
Let's say goodbye to Dwayne Casey, who said his guy, Blake Griffin, pretty much played on one leg the past couple of weeks. Wouldn't be in the playoffs without him.
Blake played his heart out with basically one leg, and he gave everything he could to our team. He fought through a lot of pain, swelling, just so he could support his teammates. And, you know, I think we were in sixth place when he started experiencing the swelling and everything, but he kept with it, kept playing until he couldn't play anymore. He gave everything he could to our team. And without him, we wouldn't
have had a chance. I can't listen to his voice anymore.
To make the playoffs. So he is.
To tell your family, to take an hostage. But they never could have outfought Santino.
Man.
My godfather.
Take a Halls.
sounded like PJ Carlissimo times three.
What?
I was trying to build up Blake Griffin with that audio cut. Because he was toughing it out last night.
He did. He did. No doubt. Did you see Blake Griffin?
Yes, refs, you suck.
The crowd was chanting, refs, you suck.
And he was popping his head.
He was lip syncing with it. Remember, Blake Griffin sat out the first two games of this series and got two technicals while on the bench. The Jazz staying alive. Against the Rockets with a 107-91 win last night. Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz weren't fazed by the 3-0 deficit. They're still in this thing.
We've had our backs against the wall plenty of times in the past 2 years we've been together as a team. You know, I think this is familiar ground with us. And I think, you know, everybody responded the way we expected them to. But the biggest thing for us is to take what we did today and multiply it, because I think we could play even better. You know, I think we can do a different things better. They got a few open looks, you know, but I think if we continue to play with the effort and intensity like we play with tonight and game three, anything can happen.
Well, good luck. At least James Harden didn't start out 0 for 15 again in this one. Mike D'Antoni says he's not worried. No big deal.
I think we'll be fine. Ours is tied a little bit on the defensive end, and we were okay until the last quarter. We were just awful at the end, and you know, again, they had more of a desperation than we had. You know, when you're up 3-0, it's not right. I mean, you should play every game the way you should play it. But, you know, they're human. We're human. And I thought that we didn't come out focused. And then we did get focused. And then we lost it again. And at the end, maybe a little tiredness, maybe a little this, a little that. And they just beat us.
All right, Phillies last night, Bryce Harper was on the bench. and yelled out and complained about a ball strike call. And by the way, it was a bad call by the umpire, no doubt about it. But then he got involved. He got ended up getting ejected. And Bryce Harper feels bad for not being in the game anymore.
I mean, it just can't happen. You know, my side, you know, in a game like that against the Mets, division rival, things like that, just can't happen. You know, for me, myself, and this team as well, we're a better team than me in the lineup, and, you know, I got to stay in there.
A lot of his teammates called him out on it, too.
So yeah.
You can't, dude, you can't be getting tossed.
Oh, Jake Arrieta was all over him.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
Rightly so. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jenna Lane, covers the Bucks for ESPN. We're 2 days away from the draft. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.